And in Auckland, a change in the COVID-19 alert levels can't come soon enough for the hospitality industry, with some business owners nearing the end of their tether. With us now, Hospitality New Zealand's Chief Executive Julie White. Kia ora, Julie.
Morena.
Now, of course, it was a rather different picture perhaps yesterday before we heard about these Waikato cases. Hearing the news there, what is that indicating to you maybe on the cards?
Oh, we're really nervous. It's this is going to be a spanner in the works. The Aucklanders are desperate to come out of level 3 as soon as possible because then they can get to level 2. So I suppose it's really, again, a case of wait and see, and this uncertainty is literally going to put a nail in the coffin for some operators if we don't move. That's what I'm hearing. Look, thinking positively, we really encourage Cabinet, though, to move at least to the South Island. You know, the South Island hasn't had any cases for some time, over 300 days. Look, it is concerning, the Waikato cases. So as soon as we get more information, it's concerning without this information.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that. But I suppose it's weighing up whether, you know, whether to open up a bit more, whether to go to level 3 or whether to hold tight on this. And I suppose if you're looking at a longer term as well as a shorter term picture, what would you want to see?
Yeah, look, as suggested, I think the South Island, we really do need the South Island to move, especially with the current level 2 settings. We really need those loosened with the maximum of 50 people. Some operators just can't open. The viability is just not there. And they're literally hanging in week by week. So, you know, we'd really like that to see. We also need some support from the government if this is the case. We need weekly wage subsidy, and we need regular resurgence payments. And we really need the government to announce that so operators have some certainty so they can hold on.
Because at this stage there is resurgence payment available, the government's indicated that's going to be it's going to be there for as long as the alert levels are in place, or as long as we're up the alert levels. What else do businesses need in terms of certainty to plan to?
Yeah, so we need the certainty for wages because we need to look after our workforce and people. So the regular wage subsidy is great, but for them to keep announcing them at an ad hoc approach is not great for business owners, where we have to actually plan. You know, we actually are highly reliant on our workforce, so we really need some more certainty around that. And it is good, you're right around the regular resurgence payment, but we're working with government on other mechanisms around that resurgence payment. For example, the fixed cost, the resurgence payment is $1,500, then $400 per person that works for you up to 50, whereas we've got fixed costs up to $50,000 a month. And now Auckland has been weeks. It looks like, if they don't move today, that's going to be 6 weeks in lockdown, and then 7 weeks with level 3 at least. That's an enormous amount of time.
And so are you saying that there should be some sort of rent payments, or what about rent freezes, that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. A venue payment that helps with your fixed costs like rent, rates, insurance, electricity. Our industry, we still need to keep our refrigerations going. So just those type of fixed costs. And we're not asking for a bailout. We're just asking for some type of payment that can actually help reduce the burden of the costs.
Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for talking to Morning Report. Julie White there, Hospitality New Zealand's Chief Executive.